The Mishnah teaches us that if a person makes a shahakol, he's A-OK, he's yotze on all foods. However, the Gemara qualifies. Itmar. Rav Huna Amar Chutz Min Apasu Min Ayayim. There's an exception to this rule. Shahakol works by everything else except for Pasin Ayayim. Right? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Pasvi Ayayim. And Rabbi Yochanan Paskins, no. Shahakol is the rule that it works by everything. Afilu Pasvi Ayayim. Zokta Heilug Gemara Nemek Tanoi. The Gemara says perhaps this is not merely a machlekes amoroyim, but this is rooted in an earlier machlekes tanoim. Rabbi Isai, before we even get to the machlekes tanoim and we get deeper into the sugya, one has to ask themselves the following question. Is it true that this is only relevant for shahakol? What's the implication about what yayin legabe making a bar priya eitz? That should also be a question when it comes to analyzing whether or not a bracha klali can work when it comes to berchas pas v'yayin. What does Rashi say? Chutz min ha-pas v'yayin, why is it unique? K'damrinu l'kamon she'goyrim brachos harbe le'atzol b'kiddush v'avdolo b'berchas chasanim. Because we find that this bracha is very choshev, that it's utilized and it's mentioned when it comes to many different brachas ala kos. What's missing from Rashi, Rabbi Yisai? Pass. Rashi doesn't give you any explanation by pass. He only gives you an explanation by yayin. It's a little bit insufficient, Rashi's hesber in the sugya. Tzarchin. But Rabbi Yisai, come along the Rishayim and just jump in over here and ask a fundamental shayla. A shayla that I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Rabbi Yisai, we dealt with the first week of yeshiva. But this is the real area to discuss it as well. When we learned the Mishnah that alayayin mevarech bar pri agafin, so we were ma'ayin and we discussed whether or not that's the only option. So the Ritva over here in the Likud Rishayim says, and you can be medayik from here as well. That a person who b'di'evid rabbeisai made a bar priya eitz on yayin, he was yotze. The chazina de lekaptinim bebracha delay da afilu kishabirich bracha acheres sheina berchasi yotze. From the fact that we pass like Rabbi Yochanan Zakter Ritva, so therefore, you would what? You're also Yoitze when it comes to Bar Priya Eitz. Very mistaber, right? If you hold a Shahakol works, so then L'chayr it's a Kol Shekain that Hayit should work. Now, it sounds like from the Ritva in the world of Rav Huna that wouldn't necessarily be the case. Even though I don't know that. The only thing Rav Huna, all the Ritva is saying, and I don't know that to be true in the Ritva either. All the Ritva says is that once I pass like Rabbi Yochanan, I'm safe with Ha'aitz as well. What Rav Huna would hold, I'm not 100% sure. However, the Ritva continues and goes on, Aval b'pas, efshar lormed the kevin sha'kosav kavalo shame pas, shame bifnei atzmo, dechsiv asher l'mosgonos tocha balechem, le'nafik kishgaber chalei bor piyadam. Then the Ritva goes on to say, and he says something, Rabbi Yisai, that I think is a little bit of a missing link and perhaps can add the what we're missing when it comes to pas, like Rashi, who just alluded to Yayin, and he didn't say what the Nekuda is by pas. So the Ritva of the Derech Klacher Yad, it says, but when it comes to pas, I don't even think B'dievet Abur Priyadama would be Yaitse, Rabbi Yisai. Why is that? Because the Torah singled out this entity. And the Torah says, lechem and only lechem. Lainafik kishivarch labor priyadama. Va'oid de beberkasa de kavalu rabbanan otsia michlal pri. Also, from the fact that Akarish Baruchu, and the rabbanan, sorry, established a new lashon of the bracha of hamoitzi lechem in haaretz, that was mafkia and uprooted it in legansin from any recitation legabe it being a pri. Lechem involves the involvement of man in the creation of bread above and beyond its natural entity, its natural state, and therefore a default of a barer pri adama would not be shayach, even though naturally it does come from the ground. Since in the brach that they established, there's no mentioning of a pri, you can't b'di'eved mention pri adama when it comes to lechem. What's going to be the reverse of that, Rabbi Yisai? Borei pri hagafen. Even though when it comes to the bracha of borei pri hagafen, there is a chashivus, it is gorim brachas la'atzmo. However, it is important, says the Ritva, that the fact that even in that chashiv state, right, that the Gemara in Lamed Hei Amud Beis tells us about Yayin being ishtani le'uluya and Chazal establishing a new bracha when it comes to Birkas HaYayin. However, there is a nekuda that differentiates between Yayin and Lechem, the fact that even in this new chashav bracha, we mention the word pri, which would allow for the default bracha, the more general bracha, according to the Ritva, to be Bar Priya Eitz if you goofed. Rabbi Yisai, these are important marmakoymas to remember in a situation where a person messes up on the fly. Every smicha student has to know this, even though they don't learn hilchos brachos in any smicha that I know about. It's important. And even though we said earlier by Koses Achita that when you make a Shahakol, you don't make Virkas Amozin. That's not lechem. That's Koses Achita. That's grain. That's the flour. That's the grains. Don't ask me kashas from chita, because that's not what the Torah was giving its value when it was in a nutritional made as bread or as a mezainis. We're in the Ritva.
I mean the Ritva.
I don't feel like that's what he said.
No?
No. I think he just said everything I just said.
No, I'm saying at the end, though, the part about bread, he's saying, you don't make a bear across the muzzle because it's not bread. That's all he had to say.
No, he's saying, don't ask me Akasha from that sugya because that's not bread. Correct. The Iker part of the Ritva is the first part of the Ritva. Chevra. Who is the Bar Plugta of this Ritva? And it's not just the Ritva. Right? I put the Ritva on the Maariv Kumos, correct?
Yep.
It's also the Ra'ah, which is not surprising. The Ra'ah is the Rebbe of the Ritva. V'shamina mina duhu adin de mevarach bo'al bar bar pir eitz. U'mina So he says the same Yisai, Rabbi Yisai. He splits between Lechem and Pas and Yayin, and he says Bar Priya Eitz, which by default from the last Mishnah we know the Re'ah Oz tells you also Bar Priya Adama would work. But not by lechem. Who's the Bar Plukta, Rabbi Yisai? Tosfos on Daf Yud Beis Ben Aleph, our favorite sugya. Pasach v'dechamra. Guy who's sleeping during Shemana Esrei, a guy who's sleeping during Birkas Kriya Shema, a guy who's sleeping when he's making brachas for Hashem, who doesn't realize what he's making a bracha on. And then Tosfos says, Kalachar Yad, Umiyu Omer Rabbeinu Chananel. Everyone remembers the relevance of this sugya, Rabbi Yisai, the yisoid of Maseches Brachos, whether or not Safik Brachos is Lahakel or Safik Brachos is Lahachmir comes out of this sugya, this Taisus, the Rif and Taisus, Rabbi Yisai, to just jog your memories from the yisoidus of the beginning of the year, Reb Kiva Eger. So let's jump to the next part of Taisus. Says, by the way, keep in mind, you catch the mistake within Teichu de Dibur, we apply that to Hilchos Brachos also, and you're able to fix the mistake. There's a famous Maisa with Rav Shmuel Salant, when he was asked to become the Rav of Rav Rav Shi of Yerushalayim. I told you guys the Maisa? So how do you instill the new Rav Rashi Yerushalayim? So the meaning was the Rav Rashi Yerushalayim. You heard this, Maisa? I told this. Yeah. So the Rav Rashi Yerushalayim was that he is Masada Kedusha. Right? It's like in Panama. In Panama, you don't ask questions who's Masada Kedusha. It's not like your Rebbe versus this Rebbe. It's everyone is under the same guidance, the same halacha, the same psak. That's why it's so easy to keep kashrus in Panama. Like, you know, you have one reliable rabbi, and there's nothing else to talk about. It's mamash. It's so gishmak.
What do you mean, not reliable?
What? No. That you look into one guy. You don't have to. He's a rabbi that's reliable, and everyone, everything, and all hilchos nida, and all shmir taras mishpach, everything goes through him. The chief rabbi. It's the chief rabbi. So in the olden times, before kashrus got so complicated in Eretz Yisrael, so there was the Rav Rashi Yerushalayim. So how do you establish the Rav Rashi Yerushalayim? He was the Masada Kedushin. So the whole year came and made to the festivities to basically, even if you weren't invited to the Chasana, to hear the Rav Rashi make the brachas under the chuppah. And he got up there, and it was a whole procession. And he gets up there, and he, at the end of right before the Kiddushin, he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shakol Nehiyeh B'Dvar, on a cup of wine. So, quickly, he catches himself, Teichu de Dibur, and what does he do? He says, Baruch Pri Hagafen. So the Olam comes to him, and he says, Manav Shech, Bishlami, you were nervous, you made a mistake, fine. But L'mais, we pass Gerib Yechen, and over Rebbe Huna. So, Shakol's Yetzi, so why do you fix the brach? So Shmuel Salant, Rav Tzvi Pesach Prank, brings this story in Mekarei Kodesh, I think. Shmuel Salant answered, he says, no, that's when you're making your own brach. But when the Chassan and Kala are asking me to be their shliach, to build the foundations of their home, to start the haschala of a new bayis nema b'Yisrael, so then I'm going to start their bayis on a faulty foundation? I'm going to start their house on a matzav which is b'di'evet. So he says, they can tie it to me. Litkuni shadartich v'loy lavisi. I asked you to be my shliach to do things correctly, but not to do things in a b'di'evet fashion. So you say when it comes to chinuch habanim, that even though b'di'evet, you're yotze and you have what to rely on, and the psak is like Rabbi Yochanan. But in terms of being mechanech and being miyaseid, and you're asking me to be your construction worker to build the foundation of your house, I didn't want it to start on a b'di'evit. Okay, whether or not he was right, halachically correct or not, is not the yisayid of the shmuz. The yisayid of the shmuz, I heard from the Tolna Rebbe that's the yisayid, that the chinuch habonim, like Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, has to be in the most purest fashion, not on the b'di'evits that we have to rely on later on in life when we're stuck. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ramah says, even though technically it's mutter for you to nurse from a woman that ate non-kosher, but the Ramah says that we don't do that. We try not to, even though you go through the Rishayim and the end of Yevamos, it's totally mutter. So the Goyin writes, the reason why is because the Medrash, Peh she'osad l'dabra mashchina, is going to drink from a Mitzri woman. Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't drink from a Mitzri woman because it's a Peh she'osad l'dabra mashchina. So Ben, the kasha is, so that's Moshe Rabbeinu. What does that have to do with my kid? The teretz is, Rabbi Yisai, is that you have to start speaking to yourself and realizing that you might have the next Moshe Rabbeinu in your house. And you might have to start telling yourself that when I'm approaching the sugi every morning and I have a suffix whether or not I should get into things or build my binyanim and be a kli machzik mole, like we learned yesterday, Rabbi Yisai, you have to realize Kadosh Baruch Hu made you the same ingredients. Moshe Rabbeinu made himself Moshe Rabbeinu. Why can't you become the next Moshe Rabbeinu? So comes along Taisvis, and he says you have to fix Taichde Dibur. So Rabbi Yisai comes along Rabbi Kiva Eger, and Rabbi Kiva Eger is Medayik from Taisvis that what? Not like the Ritva in our Sugya. Like the Taina we had on Rav Shmuel Salant. That what? That apparently what? If you make a Bar Priya Eitz on a Bar Priya Gafen, even though you have the Lashon of Pri, you're not Yaitze. And therefore there was a reason to be Metakin Taichde Dibur. Right? Unless you say a new kimta, Taisus is talking about a Masada Kedushin. I'll ask that the story is right, that the Cheshbon is right in the story.
Well,
I always hesitate when I say this story because I don't agree with Allah. But it's a Geshmaka story.
Doesn't it just say Yachol Imar? Yachol like you
can. Yeah, it shouldn't be correct. That's wrong.
Well, I mean, it's better than no, you're saying.
You're Yaitse already.
It's a Hefsik also.
Yeah, it's a Hefsik, Geshmak, yeah. I don't think you should. Yeah, Ian.
Isn't that a
I think your Harusa just answered. Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think you should fix it. It's good. You got to know Hilchus Brachus Lechatchili. You got to know Hilchus Brachus B'dievet. You got to know how to answer on the fly. Yeah.
You said that Tochid Ed Ibor is still, you're still in the Bracha, so it's not really like you're going back
in. You're saying a Chiddush and Tochid Ed Ibor. Since it's an Indian and Zman,
it's Mam. It says lots of it.
But the Pash is that the Bracha is finished.
No, so, would you
say, can you pass a tissue Teichad Edibur? No.
No, that
saying as if I didn't say it. Saying as if I didn't say it.
Saying it's if it's not done finished.
You're still putting together the
Bracha. Yeah, I'm Yotzi B'Diyeva, but if I'm able within the
there's a Gemara that's mashma like you. The Gemara says in Nedarim that if I tore Kriya and the person didn't die yet, and Teichad Edibur, he dies. Gemara says you don't have to tear Kriya again. And Darim Pezai. So Shimon Shkop brings a raya from there that Teichad Edibur is not just an Indian of Chazara. We always view Teichad Edibur as that if I did something wrong, I have a window of Teichad Edibur of 4 seconds. Not really 4 seconds. Shalom Alecha Rebbe Mori. Time it. Chaver, time it.
1.5 seconds.
I have 1.5 seconds to be Chazir. So that's not going to work for that Gemara, right? Because that's not a Chazara. That means, like Moshe Mordechai is saying, it's within that time frame. Zman in Chazal is within 1.5 seconds. It's still considered Zman. It's as if I tore Kriya after the Misa. That's what Rav Shimon Shkop teaches us, and Rav Gustman in Kuntzer Sei Shiurim, that there's two dinim of Teich De Dibur. There's a din Chazara, there's also a din of Shir Zman. So you want to say that that's Kiyu like I would never made a Bracha. Okay? Rav Kiveger didn't think like that. Rav Kiveger says, both these Reb Kiva Eger are gems. The first Reb Kiva Eger, everybody said, we did already, right? The Marsha. Right? Chevra, you with me? First Reb Kiva Eger, right? What is a bracha? A matir? Yeah, Chevra, nu? Right? Marsha? Good. It's not the second Reb Kiva Eger in this Taisus. Mashma mized in birich alayayin bor priya eitz the lo yotz. Chen kazav magad avram, and this is the way the magad avram passing reish ches, sifkot and chav beiz, but shem chuvas ria levi. Vitamu ali, vitamu ali. The hayayin shame prialov. Right? Clearly, the Rekvi Vega Rabbi Yisai did all of these chidushim and all of these ha'aris without having the Rishonim on daf mem and beis. He didn't have a Ritvan brachas and he didn't have a Ra'an brachas. Because then he would say it, ayin chum. What he's tining is mamish like the Rishonim on our daf. Just what to keep in mind when you think about all these svarim that you learn, that they're just collecting sources. They're not. They didn't have what we had. And we, what do we do even with what we have? So why do you have to be chayzer? Why do you have to fix it? You're yoytze. El dahay lelevar yoytze shu miyagafen. Vimkein loygar miyavarach shahakol dekayim lo diyoytze. Frektor b'kivei eger. If you're not going to fix a shahakol, so why would you fix a bar priya eitz? So no, first things first, Rabbi Yisai. Rabbi Kiva Eger is learning that the Tosfos on Daf Yud Beis and Aleph is being choylek in Das Rabbi Yochanan on the Ritva and on the Ra'ah in our sugya. Right? That's Einzach. But now, Rabbi Yisai, we have to work on Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. Because Rabbi Akiva Eger is asking a bam kasha. Lamaisa, everyone would agree if you said shakol niyavidvaro, that's the Gemara on Daf Mem. So how could you say, if you say a bracha klali of bar priya eitz, if shahakol works, so shouldn't bar priya eitz work? Not like Tosfos. Boy, say, how are you going to explain Tosfos? How are you going to explain anyone that disagrees with the Ra'ah and the Ritva? Everyone hear the Kasha? Everyone with me? If you hold Shahakol based on our Gemara as Yotze, so then why wouldn't you say the same thing that B'dievet Bar Priya Eitz is Yotze? It's just a bracha klali. Everyone understand the Kasha? And Tosfos says you're not Yotze by Bar Priya Eitz. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're saying
it just refers to what, like
Geffen to Inarimo?
No, I'm saying when it says left, like what's from that pasuk is he learning that Lechem gets its own bracha and you can't. In fact, the Torah refers to this thing as a different item from that.
I think so.
The Torah also refers to wine as yai.
You're saying you're saying by like a nazir?
No, it talks about drinking wine.
No, but this is in the context of bracha. Dvarim ches tes. Yeah, came to kos of kavel lechem. I think that's what we have to say. Yeah.
Didn't we say the old, you're like a chapel, that's different power? So is that a crazy thing to say?
Oh. So it is a crazy thing to say, but you're right. So Rabbi Leib Malin, in that same piece, in a different chelek, I don't think it's here. Oh, it is here. It's on the same sheet. He starts the piece. Gimel. We did base. Legabe the shugya of Bar Priya Adama and Bar Priya Eitz about Bikurim. Ubedin birka shakel de poteres bidieve disnan mastis and valkulu memamar shakel in bidvaro yotza. Yesh lachkor. What's the nature of shahakel? Im amar masnisen rak da af de birka shakel ibrocha acheres umikre de shina betakonis chachamel de poteres bidieve. Is it just a default that you taka didn't make the bracha and the takona that you wanted, but since b'di'evid you're yotze, so therefore you're good because it's klali. Onema da'ach the mishnah shani din chodosh be'ikar tachonis chacham shal brachos de birka shahako poteris b'di'evid v'zed de kamrinu masdisim v'al kulam mamar shahakol niyem b'dvaro yotze. Rabbi said, look at the Mishnah. Turn to the Mishnah on Mem and Aleph. Zokter Bayer Leib. Let's read the Mishnah together. Birich al piris ha'ilim bar pri adama yotza. Val piris ha'eretz bar pri eitz lo yotza. What's the halacha when it comes to adama? If you made a bar pri adama according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're yotze. Then the Mishnah says, val kulam imamar shahakal yavidvaro yotza. Right? Why didn't it continue that same language? Birich al piris ha'ilim hadama yotza. Ubirich al kol mile Michael shahakol near bedvaro yotza. Zokter Vayilev, the answer is perhaps because you're not looking at shahakol in the right frame of mind. We're asking our kashan, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is tining against Tosfos on Daf Yud Beis, and all the Rishonim are assuming that just like you could have a more general bracha when it comes to a Bar Pri Eitz to make a Bar Pri Adama a bracha klali, so too when it comes to Sha'akal and you didn't specify like you were supposed to do, b'di'evit your yaitzi with a bracha klali. But Zokter Bayer Leib, if that was the case, why did the Mishnah change its language? Zokter Bayer Leib, perhaps the Yisayit Adover is that the Mishnah is hinting to a new understanding of the way Sha'akal works. When Chazal were koyveya hilchus brachas to make a bar priya eitz on this, to make a bar priya adam on this, to make a mezainis on this, to make a moitzi on this, Chazal put a footnote on each one of those takanas, a new takana, a sniff to the first takana, and Sha'akal works. But it's not the same idea as long as it grew from the ground, now you are nichlal and koilel, some sort of the growth process when it comes to Shitas or Yehuda that Chachamim disagree. There was a takana within Ilchus Brachas to say the specific bracha, and on each item you could also say Sha'akal. But that's different than something that actually has some connection to the growth process of a Bar Pri Adama on a Bar Pri Eitz. Imkain, says Rabbi Yaleib, maybe Rabbi Kiva Eger's cheshbon is not so fast. Just because I find that by Sha'akal I'm yoitze when it comes to Bar Pri Agefen, maybe that's because Yayin had a takana stuck to it, that Sha'akal works, like the last phraseology in the Mishnah. And that was specifically of Sha'akal, and it's not just a function of a bracha klali. But just because I say that by Sha'akal, Dr. Bar Yaleib, does not automatically mean by default, like the Rishonim on our daf said, that Avada, I would say, a Bar Priya Eitz would also work on a Bar Priya Gofen. And Eina Hanami, once Chazal were Koiveya and uprooted it, from being a Bar Priya Eitz and saying that this is Ishtana L'mal Yusa, and Yayin has to get what? Its own bracha of Bar Priya Gofen. In a Hanami, Sha'akal might work, which Sha'akal was involved in the original Takana. You got the Ishtani Lil Yusa, make a Bar Pri Agafen Lechatchila, and B'di'evit, you can make a Sha'akal. But in a Hanami, if you're now just going to rely on the default and say, is it a Bar Pri Eitz? I could have left that area of Bar Pri Eitz in totality. And just because I know that built into the takana is the takana of Sha'akal doesn't necessarily infer that I could also rely on a Bar Pri Eitz after Ishtana Layusa to make a Bar Pri Agafen. So what we have over here, Rabbi Sayinar Sugya, is two ways of understanding the nature of the takana of the nature of Sha'akal Niyabidvar. Was it that we're relying with the Evid Sha'akal Niyabidvar because it's a general bracha? And it's really no different than Bar Pri Adama L'gabi Bar Pri Eitz. And if that's the case, half of the Rishonim argue and therefore say, and if you messed up on Bar Pri Agafen also and you made a Bar Pri Eitz, you would also be Eitz B'di'evit. But if you're Medayik from the Mishnah Zakar Bar Yaleib and you argue that Sha'akal Niyabidvaro was actually linked to the bracha in every category of where you're asked to be more specific, that there's a separate takana called Sha'akal Niyabidvaro, and it's not just that Sha'akal is all-inclusive and all-expansive and has everything that could be referred to it within it. No, it was that Chazal were metakim, make a bar min b'zonos, and if you make a Sha'akal, you're yoytze. So the Memela, I can't infer from this sugya of Rabbi Yochanan of Sha'akal Niyabidvaro and jump like the Ritva and the Ra'a assumed as a Dover Pashid that would mean that would be yoytze for a bar priya eitz as well. And the Lashon of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yaleib, is a raya to this yisoid within Sha'akal Niyabidvaro. Let's go weiter in the sugya. Zok the Gemara, Nemek Tanoi, perhaps this machloikes Rav Huna and Rav Yochanan is actually a machloikes between Tanoim. Fascinating machloikes. I think Rav Shechter once told me that this happened in his house. He had some interesting guy that was a guest and he like learned this Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem and he's like, Baruch Rachmana da Hai Pita. Like, where else have you ever heard that? Ask Rav Shechter. I just remember this from years ago. I think he told me this. Ra By the way, we had a conversation this morning. That's why I was late. I was talking about the pitmaster. He said, Pusher. All right, we'll get to it. I'm just whetting your appetite. You don't have any relevance. You don't understand why I didn't say it to you.
Why can't we say that yai is different because it's like Nifkat pocket in the... And therefore, it's no longer even a free. Like, since it's a shtadi, so therefore, it's no longer given shaitas to pre aitzim.
So the rishaitim are arguing. They say even in the lashon of bar pri agafin, you mentioned the pri. So therefore, mele, you should be able to be still be aitzim bar pri.
You see that it's a shtadi, so therefore, it was mamash changed. There's no shaitas now to making a haitz as a default.
Shahabal
is a
brach. So that's what. So you're arguing what Taisus is arguing. That's what Taisus is arguing. Taisus is arguing, and don't bring me a raya from Shahakal. Shahakal is a separate bzunder takon. In a chanami, that's what they'll say. Ishtani lelusa means only this. And don't ask me about the lashon of bar pri agaf. They're saying, no, it's still a pri. And by virtue of the fact that it's still a pri, it's not like alechem. That it's still referred to as a priest, so therefore ha'eitz b'diavad works and ha'adama works. I'm not saying your argument is wrong. That's the chayr what Taisu will hold. Ishtani l'uluya has ramifications b'diavad. You're allowed to say shahakol. You misunderstood the takana of shahakol. Rabbi Isai, name it ketanoi. Raw pas. He saw bread. Va'amar kama noa pasu. The guy says, "Oh, how beautiful pas this pas is." Baruch hamakom shebara bara. Thank the Lord and Hashem. We refer to Hashem as Makom that created it. Yotze, your Yotze. Ra Ateina va'Amar Kama Na Ateina Zu. Baruch Hamakom Shebara Yotze. Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds you're allowed to make this alternate phraseology and this different verbiage, and your Yotze a bracha. Rabbi Yosi Amar Kolam Meshanim Mevabeir Shetavu Chachamim Mebrachos. What are you, crazy, says Rabbi Yossi? Think you can make up your own language for Elchus Brachas? You're not Yotze at all. So what's the Gemara, why is Gemara bringing this in? Name Rav Huna Damar Karab Yossi, Rav Yochanan Damar Karab Meir. Rav Huna Damar Karab Yossi, that what? Because Rav Huna holds what? That if you make a shahako, and not making a bar pri agafin or a motzi lechem in haaretz, you're not working. So what? So he needs the specific bracha. So just like Rabbi Yossi says that you need the specific bracha. Rabbi Yochanan da'amar k'Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yochanan is like Rabbi Meir that says you can be more expansive. And even if you didn't say a motzi lechem in haaretz, and even if you didn't say bar pri agafin, you could say shahakol ni'a bedvaro. So too, you could say baruch rachmana da'hai pita. Let's stop there, Rabbi Yisrael. The Gemara is going to ultimately reject this machlokes tanoim and say Rav Huna could fit with Rav Meir and Rabbi Yochanan could fit with Rabbi Yisrael. And we're going to get to back to there. But even in the Havamina, Rabbi Yisrael, even in the suggestion of the Gemara, Tosfos has a bam kasha. Comes along Tosfos and he says, name Rav Huna Rabbi Yisrael. What? Name Rav Huna Rabbi Yisrael. How? In Taimar, Heichi Motzi Sover Rav Huna K'Rabbi Yosi. How could the Gemara even fathom, even suggest, for a split, fleeting second, that Rav Huna has any correlation to Rabbi Yosi? Har Rav Huna Moide B'Shar Dvarim Chutz Mipas V'Yayin Shem Amar Shakol D'Yotzi. Rav Huna said a chiddush by what, Rabbi Yosi? By Pas and Yayin. Rav Huna agrees that shahakol still, this other language of bracha works. Whereas Rabbi Yossi is saying what? This other language of bracha never works. So what's the Gemara comparing? Apples and oranges. Rav Huna never met Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi never met Rav Huna. Bam kasha of Taisa, Rabbi Yossi. Does it bother everyone in this room? This bothers me greatly. And what even bothers me more than the kash of Taisus is the teretz of Taisus. Zok the halig of Taisus. I'll tell you. The ilur of Yosef Sabre delo yotze kolam eshanam ebat beya. V'yesh mefarshim. The matzah lemeimar. You know what you could say? Da filur of Yosef loy kamer lo yotze ele bebaruch hamakom she'eno bracha klal. Abo shahakom moide. No, you know what you could say? Rabbi Yossi that said Baruch HaMakom doesn't work? He only said that by Baruch HaMakom. But what? He agrees by a Shahako, which is an established bracha. Right? And all of you came up to me, Rabbi Yisai, asking the Marashos Kasha. Isn't that exactly what the Gemara goes on to say? That Rabbi Yochanan could fit with Rabbi Meir? With Rabbi Yossi? The Gemara says, you think Rav Huna is like Rav Yossi and Rabbi Yochanan is like Rabbi Meir? So the Gemara, you could even have Rav Yochanan fitting like Rabbi Yossi. When was Rabbi Yossi Machmer? Rabbi Yossi Machmer was made up by a made-up bracha. You change the language of a bracha. You say, Baruch Rachmana da'ai pita. You're that guest by Rav Shechter's house. Where'd you come from? What is that language? That's where Rabbi Yossi was machmer. But Mehecha Taisi says Rabbi Yochanan that Rabbi Yossi is going to be machmer by Shahakol Niyah Bedvaro. So what's Taisi saying? Taisi is saying that idea is true also in Rav Huna? So the Marsha says yes. Marsha says perhaps one could argue that that's true. The Gemara suggests that Lamaskana in trying to fit all of the opinions with each and every one of the Amoraim. But when the Gemara said it initially in the Hava Mina, the Gemara already needed to assume that reality in order to even suggest Rav Huna could exist, could coexist, and be parallel to Rabbi Yossi. Because if that's not the case, Zakta Marsha, and the Gemara didn't know that yet, within the world of Rav Huna, so then Rav Huna is the Lo Keman. Rabbi Yochanan could fit and has a day in the Tanoim that he could coexist with. But Rav Huna is not going to exist with who? With both Rabbi Meir. And he's not going to exist with Rabbi Yossi unless you say, no. Rabbi Yossi could still exist with Rav Huna because Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara knew, would be mechalek between a shahakol and a made-up bracha, at least within the world of Rav Huna. Comes along the Gemara and the Maskon, and the Gemara says, oh yeah, that svara that you already knew within Rav Huna, that you were forced to say, even though you weren't forced to say that in Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan could hang his hat on who? On holding like? Rabbi Meir? But it's true in Rabbi Yochanan as well, so don't even think that Rabbi Yochanan subscribes specifically to Rabbi Meir and not Rabbi Yossi. So that's what the Marsha explains in this baffling wording of Tosis, which Tosis seems to take the Maskonas HaGemara and put it into the Havamin of the Gemara. So the Marsha just develops that, why it was necessary to do that, and to explain that the Gemara knew this Svara within Rav Huna and needed and was forced to know that within Rav Huna because you had no other options of how to explain Rav Huna. Whereas the Gemara had other options within Rav Yochanan until the Gemara actually speaks out and says, what you're saying in Rav Yochanan is not Mocher Chosa. You could apply that same Svara within Rav Yochanan as well. A very difficult read in the Gemara. Not mashma in the Gemara, we say. And to be honest, not mashma in Tosfos either. So I just want to point out to you, Rabbi Yisai, there is a Tosfos HaRosh here. You guys saw the Tosfos HaRosh? Tosfos HaRosh says something fascinating. Tosfos HaRosh quotes, listen up. We don't have the girsa within Rav Meir Rav Yossi, ra es hateena. Ela ra'as ha'pas l'chude ve'loi pligi ela be'pas l'chude. Means the Gemara, when it suggested what? This machloikes between Rav Meir, Rav Yossi, Rav Yossi, about making new brachas, it was not legabe everything. It was only legabe pas. And he takes out the girsa of adding in te'ena as well. If that's the case, Rav Yossi, that answers Tosfos Kasha. Because Rabbi Yossi was never saying anything outside of pas. So that is a game changer. But Tosfos clearly didn't have that girsa. And the Zerush acknowledges that our girsa, that there is another girsa which we have in the Gemara. We have a girsa teina beplugtayu. My comer name it katanoya lo pligi elav pasu yain v'chol shayt varma filu mashina v'deyach tavim yotza. Says, if you say what teina, so then you're stuck with Tosis kasha. That what? What do you want from Rav? What do you want from Rav Huna to link it to Rav Yosi? Rav Huna was never saying something so crazy like Rav Yosi. Rav Huna was saying something specifically about pasu yain. Not about general changing the bracha like Rabbi Yossi Shita. That's Tosis Kasha. So Tosis Rosh is telling you, if you have the other girsa without Te'ena, that would answer Tosis Kasha. But Lamaisa, we do have that girsa, Rabbi Yossi. And that is the way Tosis is Geris. If we're not going to say like the Marishah, what other option and alternative is there? So give me 1 second, Ian. So I want to turn your attention to the Rashash. This is both found in the Rashash and the Pnei Yeshua have a very similar hesber in Das HaToisus. And they say as follows. The first Rashash on the Daf of Mem Amud Beis, nearly the time of the Bishlam of Bishari Priya Eitzu Purpriya Dhamma. Dimitchila loy tavu chacham aleim rak bracha klolis kimo bar priya eats the kolo kol parisa ilon v'chein bar priya dama kolo kol parisa aretz l'chein yoytze b'dieved b'shahakol the loy have a shinoy kakach mimatbea to have a meklal leklal mashein kein pas v'yayin the tavu chacham aleim brachas paratius have a shinoy gomer to have a miprat leklal. B'lochein amr shapir, name a katanoi, the gam plugtayu, have a bishina gomer, the amr bracha, shaloi teknu chacham and klal, ulize shapir sover, rabbi yoisik rav huna, the yoitze b'shaakal, the zelo mikre shina klal, yesh lachavin lize teret atoisis. Rashash says something unbelievable, Rabbi Yisai, that's a game changer to Mesechus Brachos. I told you, Rabbi Yisai, after this bechina, you're going to see, next sugya, these sugyas, Rabbi Yisai, you say this in Mesechus Brachos. It's going to be non-stop, Rabbi Yisai. Do not miss a day. Do not miss a day. This is what you've been waiting for. Comes along the Rashash, and the Rashash breaks down, and he says, I'm going to explain to you the Mismach Leikas Tanoi. I'm going to explain to you this Namek Tanoi. I'm going to make Rav Huna fit with Rabbi Yisai, and it's going to make a lot of sense. And I'm going to tell you what Tosfos answered in the answer of Tosfos. Zok to Rashash, there's a Yisai over here. We always have suggested that there's bracha shahakol, and then there's different levels that Chazal say to be as specific as possible. Bar priya dama, then bar priya eitz, then bar miminim azonos, then amotzi lechem in aretz. That's the way we've envisioned brachos. Shahakol and everything else. Right? So Dr. Rashash, that's not pshat. So at the Rashash, even within brachos, you can make two separate categories, not just shahakol and everything else. So at the Rashash, the truth is that even within brachos, there's klali brachos and there's prati brachos. And a bor pri adama to a bor pri eitz is still very general. Masha'enkin, amotzi lechem in haaretz, is in its new category and is much more specific. I'm speaking about this item. I'm speaking about bread. I'm not speaking about fruits that are from trees, that is much more general, or vegetables that come from the ground. I don't mention the squash. I don't mention the carrot. I don't mention the fruit, the orange. I'm still very similar to shahakol, even though I did specify by saying pri. So Zok the Heilige Rashash. So if you accept that foundation, if you accept that premise, perhaps we can understand that Rav Huna understood that no. Saying a shahakol on a bar priya eitz on a fruit, or a shahakol on a bar priya dama, is not the same cheshbin as saying a shahakol on pas and on yayin, when the Rebbeinu Shalom told you, be specific. Mention the wine. Mention the item.
mention the bread. So now if I'm what? I'm going to be general. I'm going to say Shahako. I'm not going to be as specific and prati as what Chazal enacted me to do when it comes to Yayin and Pas. Zakta Rav Huna, now you were Mishanim and Mabesh Tam Chacham. Now you have to change the bracha. Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that? Again, forget everything I just said from Rav Leib, Rabbi said. That was all within Rabbi Yechida. We're handling right now Rav Huna who we don't pass alike. But we want to even understand the Havamin of the Gemara to link Rav Huna to Rav Yossi. Even Rav Huna agrees that Shahako works in certain times. So how can the Gemara even envision a fleeting Havamin to say Rav Huna is like Rav Yossi? So comes along the Rosh Hashanah and he says, Gevaldik. He says, well, if you break down brachas differently, if you understand that even within brachas, it's not just Shahako verse. It's Shahako, Bor Priya Eitz, Bor Priya Domo. That you're not mentioning the actual item. Everything except for what? Hamotzi and Yayin. And Bar Priya Gofen. Our sugya. So comes along Rav Huna, and Rav Huna, the Gemara, thinks for a second that when you're not going to do what Chazal asked you to do, to say Bar Priya Gofen on Yayin, and to say Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz on what? On Pas. So why can't I call you a Mishanim, a Mabesh, a Tavu Chacham? Isn't that exactly what Rabbi Yossi is saying by a person who says, Baruch Rahmana, the high people? Okay, and on that, the Gemara rejects, and the Gemara says, no. Yesh L'chalek. Yesh L'chalek, in one, I'm using the language and a bracha of Chazal. And in the other, I'm not using a bracha and Chazal. I'm now talking like a weirdo and speaking about Baruch Rahmana, the high people. I'm making my own language for brachas. Fine. Good. Nice tchiyah. I got it. But what was Bechlal the Havam? What was Bechlal the comparison? What was Bechlal the Yisoy? Dr. Rashash, that's what Places says. You really think, Aiden, that that's what Places means? Read me the Teretz of Places. That's all Places basically said was what the Gemara was Deiche to make Rav Yochanan like Rav Yossi also. Places used within Rav Huna.
You're saying the Shahako is still a bracha as
we come up with the Chazal. So the Rashash is now trying to fit that all within Places. Okay. That's a juicy Places, Rabbi say. That's a Yisoidistic of Gemara. Now we have an entirely different approach to all of Hilchos Brachos and how we envision the different types of brachos. Not just Shahakol verse, but I would categorize it as Shahakol Bor Priya Eitz, Bor Priya Dama, Bor Minim Zoynis, versus Hamayitz Lechem and Aretz, and Bor Priya Dama.
So that's the Chiddush, because Tosfos only says Shahakol.
Yeah. That's what he means. Yeah. Tosfos is saying Shahakol by a Bor Priya Eitz. Right.
Right, that's okay.
That's what the Rashash is adding into Tosfos. When Tosfos says Shahako by what? Not by Yayin and Pas, but Shahako by Bracha Klolis, the Haimu, Bor Priya Eitz and Bor Priya Doma. So that's what Tosfos meant. That's not in the words of Tosfos. Okay. But he thinks that that's what Tosfos meant, because otherwise the Rashash is saying, I don't understand. You're just taking the Maskon of the Gemara, putting in the Havim in the Gemara, like the Marsha was bothered by Rabbi Yisai. You have to explain something away in Tosfos. But I found this Rashash and the Pnei Yeshua that said the same exact thing to be very fundamental in terms of our approach and our Yisoidus in understanding all of Hilchos Brachos. Oh. So Rabbi Yisai, now we cleared away Rav Huna or Rav Yochanan. We focused on Lahalacha, what B'di'eved you could rely on when you goof and you mess up in terms of Bor Priya Eitzes on Bor Priya Damas, and what would be the case when it comes to Lechem. But now, Rabbi, so we have to focus on the next part of the sugya, which we're closing with. I'm finished. Don't worry. That what? What? Yeah, they put the clock wasn't working by Shal Shittis. I quoted you on and Shal Shittis. They put a little watch down. So, Rabbi said, we need to analyze this Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. We need to delve into that a little bit. Mara presents this Machlokes about making up a new bracha. And how do we pass on halacha? Did anyone see?
Chevra.
You can do it.
You can do it. Yeah. You can. Rabbi Yisai, we have a lot to talk about in terms of understanding the language of brachas, what's needed for brachas, saying brachas in Shar L'Shoynes, what's necessary for the brachas, Rabbi Yisai. This Gemara, up until the Mishnah, I have a lot of different Yisaitis. And Chevra, I promised you, Baruch Atah Hashem. Is that wrong? To make that bracha? Stay tuned. Look at the Rukiv Eger. But I want to add something to the Maamar Kamis. Write it all down, Chaver. Igris Moshe, Chelek Dalid, Orachayim, Simin Men. Ayin Shom, Betim Tzenachas, Rabbi Yisai. We'll continue tomorrow. Orachayim.